And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to bring you another television review. This time around, we're going to be talking about the anime Tsukamichi Moonlit Fantasy. So this is another isekai episode or anime. This one kind of does your classic overpowered MC with your not so classic harem style thing, with a actually very interesting like protagonist MC main character. Now this one I've actually was reading before, so I had already a sense of what I was getting into, so I was wanted to see what they were going to portray in the anime. So let's, and like always, I'm not going to be taking all those preconceptions of the anime or any of the light novel stuff into my reaction to the anime. The anime has to do its job on its own and what it was given. So basically, this is your classic anime where your classroom of students get teleported by some goddess, and you know, everyone gets like these abilities and stuff like that, and when it's his turn to get, the goddess like thinks, you know, you're ugly, I don't like you, you know, I just, you're trash, I'm gonna send you to the edge of the world and I don't ever have to see you, and the only thing you can do is talk to monsters. That's his ability. At this point, the god of earth kind of like, hey, you know, my bad, here, I'm gonna help you and give you my blessing and stuff like that, to kind of give him some edge, because he is being thrown into another world. And then you kind of get into these shenanigans where you get your classic him fighting something. Turns out his abilities are, like, you know, overpowered for the most part, and it's a very fun show if you enjoy watching your MC just kind of figure out what to do in this situation. Makoto kind of, I'll do a little bit of spoilers, not too much, just kind of because it kind of makes sense what this the plot of this thing is, because it's him trying to figure out what he's gonna do now that he's kind of, you know, stuck on this world. You know, he's stuck on this planet where the goddess kind of like, you know, hates him, so he's kind of like lost for the most part, until he starts gathering people under him, and that's when he starts to like build something out of it. And Makoto kind of luckily has some like inherent physical and magical capabilities, because one, here, this is kind of the light spoiler, is that his parents are actually from this world, so his lineage is from this world, so his this is all anime, so his physiology is based off this world's physiology, so he was like just getting stronger while he was on Earth because he was holding back his latent abilities. So when he ended up coming back here, he went Super Saiyan basically, and like, all right, let's do this. And along the way, he kind of meets more individuals that kind of really showcase how powerful he is, and he starts gathering people under him, making his own kind of like village towns, things like that. And for the most part, he's trying to, one, go be with other humans, but still trying to make a life with like the demi-humans and the monsters that he's basically collected along the way. And with his like the two subordinates he has, he gets one a little later, a third one, but for the most part it's like heavy, the first two subordinates, I can't remember their names off the top of my head. Let's see if I can just quickly scroll here. Tomoe and Mio, there we go, let's go with, yeah, those are the two main characters that kind of follow him. There's a couple characters, but these three characters are kind of the main cast that you're watching along the way. And the plot of this story is pretty simple, and it flows well enough where every episode is very interesting and enjoyable. And for sure there are some intensities, and there's like some surprises, and like, okay, it's doing a good job. I like that. Because there's scenes where you get your cliffhangers, and like, oh, what's gonna happen next? Like, oh, right. And it's a fun show for sure. And it and some of the things that I know is going to be coming up and what was presented to me in these, shoot, is it 12 episodes or 13? I always forget. Do a quick check here. 12 episodes. The 12 episodes that are presented to us in season one, because you know this thing's going to get another season, for sure. Actually, who's producing this one? Does it tell me? Studio C2C. What do they do? Actually, they've done. Let's see if I know any of these. I don't know the English name for that one. Oni Changa Gata. I did a review on that one too. This one's another one that has such a long name that I need to finish watching the World End. Basically, it's World End. If you know what I'm talking about, they did that. What's more traditional shows that people know? Actually, they haven't done that much. Interesting. Huh, C2C, huh? I've only seen two shows based off them. I was gonna watch that one, but Wandering Witch, The Journey of Elena. Okay. If any of those sound familiar, that's the same company that is finished working on Moonlit Fantasy. And they did a good job. I'll say that they did a good job. The voice acting was great. It was fun. Every character was enjoyable to watch. There was some fan service, but it was not like overblown. And it did a fantastic job here doing that. There's not really much more to say. It was just really good action, reasonably interesting story plots. There was some good heart to this show too. And some feels, but there's not super any real negatives to the show. Besides kind of some flow to it. But besides that, it's like, it was a very reasonably well-paced show. And I enjoyed it. And I'm hoping for more because it ended fantastic. So like the final like act of this season was like, all right, it's getting to it. So for season one, because it's going to be more of Moonlit Fantasy, I'm going to give this one a solid 8 out of 10. What it could have had more that was amazing. There's a couple things that were in stuff like that in the light novels and in the manga that expand a couple things that are presented to us world building wise. And I did mention that I was not going to put that into my thoughts, but the show itself is like great enough where it does deserve the solid 8 out of 10 for a show, which is a solid score for any anime. And it did a good job for what it was. But yeah, that's kind of really it. There's not much more I could say without spoiling some stuff in the show. It's just a fun journey of Makoto kind of trying to figure out his journey to interact with humans and just do his thing. Fun action, great interaction with other people. Overall, just a really fun anime, and it's another fun isekai. We've had a lot of them, and for sure this one was a very enjoyable one. Let me know what you guys thought about this one. Like I said, if you're listening to this on any podcast network, you can hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok. Let me know there. Wherever I post this. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave it in the comments and let me know what you guys thought about it. So, thanks again for listening or watching. Until next time, see ya.